Charles Lee, My Education. As part of our series looking at the education of successful people, novelist Charles Lee looks back on his school days. I have no recollection of my first days either at nursery school, which we called playgroup, or primary school. That suggests that they were not too traumatic, at least. In fact, I have few memories of being educated up to the age of about 10. The memories I do have from that period mainly relate to the playground or break time, asking Linda Clarkson if she wanted to be my girlfriend, and falling off the climbing frame and breaking my arm. When I was 11, my father, who was in the Navy, was posted abroad, and I was sent to a boys-only prep school. Despite the initial difficulties of being away from home for the first time, I blossomed intellectually and was at the top of my form for most subjects. This had its disadvantages. Getting a good Latin report at the end of term is little consolation for the resulting bullying from the other boys. I was unpopular both because I excelled academically and because I didn't excel at sport. At 13, a public school decided I was bright enough to be awarded a scholarship. My new school was co-educational. And, although there were occasions when having girls in the class was more of a distraction than an aid to learning, I much preferred being out of an all-boy environment. Preparation for O-levels, the equivalent of today's GCSEs, began immediately. I arrived, and the standard of teaching was extremely high. At 16, I passed 11 O-levels, all with an A grade. However, what I really value about my education there was the opportunity to take part in so many extracurricular activities. It was the writing workshop, rather than English lesson, which made me consider becoming a writer. I also acted in school plays, debated in debating competitions, used a computer for the first time, and became interested in photography. Now, my children are at school, a state school. I wish they had the opportunities I had. Just after my O-levels, I had to make a decision. My parents were back in the UK and gave me a choice. I could either stay on at public school or move back home and go to the local sixth form college. I agonized over the summer and came to the conclusion that a change would do me good. I decided to go home. I've never regretted that decision. I thoroughly enjoyed the two-year A-level course, English, Maths and Economics, particularly the freedom that comes from not going to a boarding school. Suddenly, the teachers were just teachers. They weren't interested in my moral upbringing as teachers at private schools are. I didn't study quite as hard as I should have done during that two-year period, but some last-minute, late-night revision enabled me to get good enough exam results to do a degree in English literature at Dorcombe University. I loved it there. Most of my fellow first-year undergraduates were living away from home for the first time and often found it difficult not having their parents around to help them. Because I had been to boarding school, I was quite used to having to fend for myself. I enjoyed the course. I made some fantastic friends and, as with public school, I took advantage of all the clubs and societies on offer. If I could do it all again, would I do anything differently? I certainly made the right decisions regarding going to sixth form college and choosing my A-levels and degree course. If I were back at prep school, I would make more of an effort to be liked. Perhaps I did show off too much. There is one thing I do not regret, though. The decision to send my children to the local comprehensive school. Boarding schools may provide more opportunities, but one thing I've learned is that family is more important than anything, even which school you go to.